The Food and Drug Administration is allowing clinical trials of remdesivir to help COVID-19 patients. Kansas University professor Anthony Fear has been working on coronaviruses for over a decade. Fear shed some light on the vaccines that are under clinical trial.
This remdesivir is basically a mimic of a nucleotide. So when you talk about DNA or RNA, it's made up of individual nucleotides. This is, you know, a typical way you treat a lot of RNA virus infections and DNA viruses, for that matter, is you use these nucleotide mimics that basically can get incorporated into that chain of RNA. But what happens is it doesn't have the proper chemistry to add to it, add any more nucleotides. So basically you're stopping the RNA replication before it basically finishes.
Why is it we can have a vaccine for some viruses but not others?
It's tricky. I mean, let's take a little history lesson, because some viruses were really easy. Back in the 1800s, they made a smallpox vaccine without even knowing what the hell they were working with. Mm-hmm. They didn't even know what viruses were, and they were able to make a smallpox vaccine. I think a rabies vaccine was made by Pasteur. And so there were some that were just inherently easy. And a lot of that has to do with how much that surface protein changes. A lot of the surface proteins of viruses do have to change a lot. We all know flu virus changes every year, right? Fortunately, like a lot of these other viruses that where we made vaccines very, you know, rather easily, their surface proteins don't change. That was the case for polio. A polio virus is a great vaccine because its surface protein doesn't really change much at all. So when you have viruses like the coronavirus and the HIV virus where their surface proteins are changing all the time, it becomes a bit harder because it's a moving target.
Give us a little insight into this remdesivir.
It's been shown, obviously, to be effective in cell culture and animal models before this outbreak occurred. And it was already kind of had been used in the Ebola outbreak, or they had tried to use it in the Ebola outbreak. So there was at least a safety profile. And so that's why we were able to move it into clinical trials so quickly. Actually, the guy that tested this in coronaviruses was a guy by the name of Mark Dennison at Vanderbilt. And he's actually a KU alum and actually went to med school at KUMC.
With the way this virus attacks the body and is transmitted, it's a scary thing to think that we might not even find a vaccine.
It's just a little tricky. I'm not saying it can't be done, and I think that some of these, you know, may at least provide partial protection where maybe you can at least cut down the number of, you know, how sick people get. I don't know how well they'll be at really preventing an infection completely. Another issue is how long does that protection last? So I don't think the immunology on this is not well established. Is like when you have a certain virus and it induces an immune response, some viruses induce immune responses that last your whole lifetime, decades to your whole lifetime, and others, you know, the response stops after, you know, 4 or 5 years. And so we don't know where we're going to be at in terms of that.
The bright side is if any of these clinical trials do prove effective, they do have the fast track to get things going as far as getting supplies out.
The government and even some other foundations, I think the Gates Foundation is providing some money for this just to basically enhance the or speed up the production of these vaccines, because typically you go through these trials and you wouldn't really ramp up any kind of production until you knew things were going to work and you had a market, right? And that ramp up of the amount of stuff you need could take a long time. You're talking about millions and millions and even billions of vials of vaccines don't just, you know, show up overnight. And that takes many, many months. And so they're already starting to fast track some of that production. If they are successful, we'll get the vaccines a little quicker than you would have otherwise expected. I still don't expect any vaccine until early next year. And, you know, and still at this point, it's unclear if any of these are really going to work. So, I mean, we have to be, I think it's great that we're getting these going, and I'm optimistic that they'll work, but there is no guarantee here. You know, we've been trying to make an HIV vaccine for 40 years almost, still haven't been able to nail that one. So you just have to be have cautious optimism.
For KMZU News, I'm Glenn Fusilier.